Hello, Internet. It is a wonderful day. You are listening to Doug McCann of RealityMe.net, and we're on step 7 of an audio podcast on learning how to juggle. In the last podcast, I asked you to add the word up to your throws. Hopefully, you've continued practicing with a single ball, throwing it up and catching it in your other hand. So, using your non-dominant hand, you throw it up while you say the word up, and then you catch it in your dominant hand. And that means that if you're left-handed, you're going to be throwing your first throw with your right hand. If you're right-handed, you'll be throwing your first throw with your left hand. I want you to do that every time. Today, we're actually going to add the second ball. And the first problem you're going to have as you try to do this, you're going to notice that the first throw goes too high and the second throw goes too low. And that makes it very difficult to, one, catch the balls, and two, to create that pattern. Remember, the pattern that we're going to be creating in the air is the number 8 on its side, an infinity symbol. So, the way we're going to do this, and again, use that audio cue up. Don't be embarrassed to say the word out loud. Say up, up, up. The minute you finish saying it, say it again. And not up, 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 up. We're not in a race, but say up, up, up. If you can create that rhythm, that's going to create a successful juggling pattern. So, you're going to hold a ball in your left and right hand, one in each, and with your non-dominant hand, you're going to say the word up and throw that ball. It's exactly the way we've been doing. It's going to go up to the point just between your eyes and just above your forehead, not above your head, but just at the top of your forehead, and it's going to start coming down. And right as it starts coming down, if you're saying these words up, you'll find that by the time you've started saying the word up a second time, that ball has just started to come down. So listen to the word you're saying and throw that second ball, and you're going to throw it to the same spot. Now you might think, oh, but they're going to hit in the air. If they do, no big deal. You can stop, pick them up. That's one of the benefits of juggling, is the exercise you get from picking up the balls. And that's good for the back, it's good for the stomach. So, what we're going to do is take a ball in our non-dominant hand. For me, that would be my left. And I throw it up in the air, and right as it starts, it gets to that point, and right as it starts to come down, I've said the word up a second time, and that's cued me to throw from my dominant hand, which is, in my case, is my right, and it goes up, and then I have to catch the balls, too. Juggling is catching. So, the first throw was from my left hand. That means my right hand's got to be ready to catch. I'm going to catch it, and then with my left hand, I'm going to catch it. Now, you're going to revert back to that stiff neck staring off into the distance and trying to use your peripheral vision for catching the balls. You don't need to. Instead, let your head be loose and follow the first throw up in the air and watch it as it comes down in your hand. And move your hand, find the other ball in the air and watch it as it lands in your hand. You can't catch what you can't see. It's okay to move your head. It's okay to watch the ball. So this is what we want you to practice. Say the word up, throw from your dominant hand. Say the word up, throw from your, Say the word up, throw from your non-dominant hand. Say the word up, throw from your dominant hand. Catch, catch. If you miss or if the ball's hit in the air, that's okay. Keep practicing. And in the next step, I'll give you some hints to overcome the problems you may be having. Practice, 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 and juggle till you drop.